Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, January 22nd. First, our winter road report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Visibility is mainly good around Grey Bruce, though it is listed as fair on Highway 6 south of Owen Sound and fair on 10 east of Flesherton. Throughout the region, MTO cameras show highways are mainly snow-packed or track bare with some icy stretches. Grey County roads range from bare to partly snow-covered. Bruce County roads are mainly snow-covered. Grey Bruce OPP responded to the scene of a transport truck that went into the ditch and was on its side in Grey Highlands today. No injuries were reported, but they closed the 7th line between Side Road 4A and 7A. It can take a couple of hours to pull a transport truck out of the ditch. The township of Georgian Bluffs has given the final approval to its new strategic plan stretching to 2030. The View from the Top strategic plan sets a path forward for the township, including a commitment to public service and community engagement, investments in infrastructure and environmental resilience, initiatives to foster social and economic opportunities, and workforce development programs. PV Mart locations in Owen Sound and Walkerton are not among those the company is planning to close. PV Industries announced yesterday it planned to close 22 PV Mart locations in Ontario and Nova Scotia, including stores in Mount Forest, Collingwood, and Goderich. A company spokesperson confirms the Owen Sound and Walkerton PV Mart locations will continue operating. PV Mart is a hardware and agricultural products store. Canada Post has issued a red delivery service alert for Owen Sound due to extreme winter conditions. It means they've suspended deliveries today. That could affect more than just Owen Sound, depending on where your mail or package is heading through. They say delivery will resume once conditions improve and it's safe to do so. They say the safety of their employees is their number one priority. Meanwhile, after conditions improve, they're asking customers to clear the snow and ice from their walkways and doorsteps to ensure safe access. Netflix is increasing its prices in Canada. Depending on the plan you have, it will be between $2 and $3 more for a monthly subscription. The new prices take effect immediately for new subscribers, while existing members will see the change on their next bill. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack are set to play on home ice tonight against the Barrie Colts. That's underway at 7 at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Centre. A note for fans, Attack GM Dale DeGray will be holding a town hall meeting in the Shore Room at 5:30 before the game. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Hanover Barons host the Walkerton Capitals at the P&H Centre. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs will go for their fourth straight win in a home game against the Columbus Blue Jackets. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, a snow squall warning remains in place for the Bruce Peninsula. Otherwise, a few flurries tonight, some blowing snow, minus 14, the wind chill minus 25, flurries Thursday, and a risk of snow squalls late in the afternoon, a high of minus 6, feeling like minus 10. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.